Welcome to Chip Health with Dr. Hans Diehl. On today's broadcast, we'll discover effective ways to be healthy by choice and not by chance. Gaining and maintaining optimum health is possible at any age. That's what thousands are learning at the Complete Health Improvement programs offered across the country and around the world. The results are proven. The benefits, priceless. I'm your Chip Health host, Charles Mills. On today's program, we're going to learn how to build a bomb. No, Chip is not part of some underground terrorist cell trying to take over the world. It's not that kind of bomb, but it is just as lethal as one made of dynamite or fertilizer. More than 4,000 times each day in this country alone, someone dies because of this bomb. What it's made out of may surprise you. Dr. Diehl is here to show us how to build the bomb and, more importantly, how to defuse the ones we've already constructed. Okay, Dr. Diehl, we're ready to learn. Tell us about the bombs many of us are introducing into our lives each and every day. This is scary stuff.
You know, I love your introduction there, you know, and the good news is that while we may not know what these bombs are like, we can defuse them.
Amen.
And that's what we want to do today.
Yeah,
we want to help people to become more aware of how our culture is introducing bombs to us every day. And we're totally unaware what is inside of these bombs and what they do to us, and that they're actually destroying us step by step by step. We're talking about caloric bombs, right? We're talking about caloric bombs that are being built every day, and they're being disguised, coming to us most attractive, and nothing actually seems to be warning us until we step on the bomb and the explosion happens and it's too late. We talked about 4,000 explosions a day, right? Heart attacks.
Yes.
And they're relating directly to the kind of calories we put into our system.
That is pretty scary, and it has hit home to me recently because I had a cousin who simply was standing there talking to his friends, and he just dropped dead. He had a heart attack, and he was just down. Someone threw a switch, and he was gone. And I have to realize, as I look at his life and at my life and the life of other people, that this is serious stuff. This is not something that we should say, well, I'll think about that later. I'll wonder about that. Maybe I'll find a book and read or something. This is something we need to start addressing right now, today, and that's what we're doing on this program. So, listener, I encourage you to listen closely to what Dr. Diehl has to say today.
No, it is very, very true. You know, we often take these caloric bombs into our lives. They come in very easily, and they're very insidious. We don't even realize what they contain. We do it basically without much thinking because, you know, we have good feelings. They are pacifiers. They're making us feel good. They're meeting some of our emotional needs. And so instead of eating apples, here's an example. Instead of eating apples, what do? An apple has about 70, 80 calories, but we don't eat apples anymore from the tree as it comes to us. But what we do, we turn the apple into apple pie. And then we have just one slice of apple pie. And then we, of course, eat it a la mode. I mean, we got to have the whipped cream on there, maybe some ice cream too, and then maraschino cherry on top of that, and, you know, maybe a few nuts. Who knows, you know, what we do. And out of this then comes a caloric bomb. You know, the apple was 70 calories, and now you have the equivalent of 470 calories. That's a modest one, sometimes more like 570 calories. So, you know, just think about this. If you have 500 calories in terms of one slice of apple pie a la mode, how many apples could you have eaten? You could have eaten six apples. Now, here's the question. How long would it take you to eat six apples?
It would take a while. I don't know if I could eat the all of them.
Exactly.
It would take a while.
That's the point. You couldn't eat them
no,
all, right?
I don't think
you would
so.
You would get lockjaw. I mean, right? Right?
I think I ate two apples once, and that's about as far as I
yeah,
can go.
Two that's
apples.
Right. Yeah. But how many of could eat one slice of apple pie a la mode? We could eat two, especially
easily.
When we talk to our wives, that, well, honey, you know, the kids are off the nest now, and we got this nice apple pie here. You did such a good job. You know, you bought just the right pie. And, you know, I mean, it could really spoil. We better have two slices tonight. I mean, we're feeling so good.
Spoiling.
We're in a romantic mood, right? You know, right there you got 1,000 calories. You know that I have a German background.
Yes.
And you know I'm not anti-American.
No.
I love this country, right? And I know that apple pie, I mean, you just don't rail against apple pie. I'm taking some chances here, right?
Yes, yes.
But I also tell you that when we have apple pie in our home, and sometimes my wife bakes it, or sometimes we have a friend bring it in. You know, we always make sure that we have at least 19 friends to share it with.
You don't even bring it out of the refrigerator until they're all right, there, right?
Yeah. Yes. You see, the point is that, you know, there's nothing wrong with an apple pie once in a while. But, you know, the way we have these desserts nowadays, you know, we almost think that we have to have a dessert after every evening meal, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the banana splits and the apple pies and, you know, all these kind of things. And, you know, these are then usually caloric bombs.
Yes.
They're coming concentrated to us. We don't even realize. I mean, would you have figured that two slices of apple pie may represent 1,000 calories, which is 1/3 of a pound of fat on your body?
My.
They go in easily, right?
Yep. Your body only needs about anywhere from 1,500 to 2,500 calories a day, and you just get it in two pieces of pie, and there you've got half of your needs right there in the dessert.
Yeah, you know, and they come in easily,
yes,
and they come off very difficult.
Oh, boy, do they ever. Okay.
Yeah. So this is what we're going to talk about today a little bit, you know, how our culture makes it virtually impossible not to gain weight.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, you have the onion, the fried onion, anything that is fried is usually loaded with calories. You have the onion rings, you have the French fries. When you're at the airport and you have these snail-like things.
These snail-like things. What are you talking about, Dr. Teal?
Yeah, I mean, you walk through the airport and you can just smell the aromas everywhere. And people don't realize, you know, what do you call these things? They have raisins in them, lots of butter, and they're just absolutely gorgeous. I mean, they're on your tongue, very easily. But, you know, over 1,000 calories.
My.
People don't seem to. And they said, well, you know, I try to stay away from animal products. So I thought this was a perfect vegetarian little dish.
Yeah
1,000 plus calories.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we figure out sometimes what we call them, okay?
It'll come to us. It'll come to us.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm looking at your book, Health Power, here, Dr. Deal, and I noticed that you have a nice picture of a potato. Are we turning potatoes into caloric bombs? How do we do that?
Yeah, we can do that too, can't we, right? You know, there are actually some people that are afraid of eating potatoes because they think they
starch.
The starch causes the insulin to go up. Listen, folks, you don't eat a potato just like a potato. What you do usually, you eat them with some salad, you eat them with some fibrous foods, with some beans, some of these things, and then that maligned starchy potato is no longer any problem whatsoever.
Yes.
But when it really becomes a problem is when you take a potato, which is about 120 calories, and you turn it into potato chips. I mean, there are all kinds of brands out there. You know, I've seen those Pringles, for instance.
Sure.
You know, those perfectly shaped, they're artistic pieces. And people said to me, oh, please, don't take
Pringles. Okay, all right.
They're works of art, yeah?
Yeah.
You have to put a certain number of pounds of pressure on them with your jaws to crack them. It's all scientifically done. And then they have this special little vinegar, salt taste around them, or ranch dressing type flavors. I mean, and then people say, oh, don't talk about Pringles, you know. I only eat one.
Okay.
I would like to meet
the person who can eat one Pringle. I would like to meet that person.
Well, no, what they do is they eat one at a time.
At a time.
And until that tube is empty, right?
Yes, of course.
And, you know, and we have French fries. You know, I mean, they're really easy on our tongue, aren't they?
Yes.
And then we dip them into a little bit of ketchup.
There. Oh, yes.
Yeah. And, you know, you cannot relax until every one of these little French fries are gone. And you don't realize you have just taken one potato that is 7 ounces, that is just about 120 calories, and you've turned them, let's say if we stay with the Pringles as a tube, right?
Yeah.
As a sort of a generic type of a thing. We don't really want to make Pringles look bad, but as a generic item, as an illustration. And we take them, and right there you have in 7 ounces, you have about 1,100 calories. Think about this. Think about this. You have 7 ounces of Pringles, 1,100 calories. You have 7 ounces of potato, which is about 120 calories. Now help me. If in Pringles you have about 1,100 calories, 7 ounces, and in a potato, 7 ounces, you have 120 calories, how many potatoes could you have eaten to get the same number of calories that you have in Pringles? You could have eaten 9 to 10 potatoes. And here's the key question. How long does it take you to eat that tube of French fries or Pringles?
We're probably talking under 5 minutes easily.
You know, most people don't even realize how long it takes them to eat them because we just shove them
as we watch
the tube and some of these kind of things. And they're gone, 1,100 calories. Now, if I would give you 10 potatoes to eat, would you remember how long it took you to eat those?
I would have to tell the doctor exactly how long it took me because I would put me in the hospital, eat 10 potatoes like that. My goodness.
You know, I asked my medical students that. I said, how long does it take you to eat a tube of Pringles in this case?
Yeah.
They said, oh, we just ingest them.
Yeah.
We just inhale them.
Yeah.
They're gone. Okay. I said, okay, I'll give you 10 potatoes. That's the same number of calories. How long would it take you to eat those? They said, 10 days.
10 days. One a day. I think that's exactly right. That would work. That would work. Yes.
So what we're really talking about here is when you eat food as it comes in nature to us, like a potato or the apple that we talked about, you can eat really all you want because they're packaged correctly.
And you're not going to overeat. You can't overeat. You just can't.
That's correct. That's correct. You cannot overeat. But when you go and turn them into packaged foods, you manufacture them, you engineer them, you make them taste sensations, right?
Yep.
See, now you have these potato chips. In this case, we talked about Pringles. You have 1,100 calories there, and you don't even realize this is a caloric bomb. Mm-hmm. You talk about the apple pie a la mode, and you have two of these slices, right? And we said, well, that's also 1,000 calories. And in both cases, you've just added 1/3 of a pound of fat because it takes 3,500 calories to add 1 pound of fat to your body. So if you have those French fries or you have these two slices of apple pie a la mode, you've just added 1/3 of a pound of fat. And you don't even realize that. It's insidious. It comes on easy. And then you say to yourself, you know, I don't know.
Why
I eat like a bird. I eat like a bird. And the calories come on. It must be in the air.
Yes, yes. My dad used to say my mother ate like a bird, a peck at a time. So let's discover how we can do something about this. Let's make sure that we stop building caloric bombs, and we'll discover that on the other side of the break. So everybody stay right where you are. Want to include some strength-building exercises in your day? All you really need is a wall, a chair, and you. Lean forward with your hands on the wall. Keep your legs and spine in line. Then slowly lower your upper body to the wall and push back. Repeat 10 times. Then sit upright on a chair with your feet on the floor. Push yourself upward with your hands on the chair, lifting yourself up as your feet remain on the floor. Then lower yourself back down again. Repeat 10 times.
Concerned about those extra pounds, high blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol, depression, and heart disease? I'm Dr. Hans Dehl, inviting you to join the people in the know and enroll in the next CHIP program in your area. It can make all the difference.
For more information about the Complete Health Improvement Program and to transform CHIP's proven results into priceless benefits for you and your family, visit chiphealth.org. Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Charles Mills. We're here with Dr. Hans Deal, founder and director of the Complete Health Improvement Program. And we invite you again to that website, www.chiphealth.org. Lots of resources there. And you can learn how to eat healthfully. And Dr. Deal, you have identified apples and potatoes as potential bomb makers. And you also, in your book, Health Power, talk about bread. Now, Dr. Deal, bread is healthy. You get that whole wheat bread, that cracked wheat bread, you make it there, and maybe you don't even use any oil in there. You make this beautiful loaf of bread. How are we turning that wonderful, healthy food into a caloric bomb that can destroy us?
You know, I want to reinforce what you just said. As a matter of fact, in our CHIP program, where people usually lose 1 to 2 pounds a week while eating more, but of the right foods, we always recommend to them, eat more bread. But, you know, we're not talking about some bread that, you know, you wonder what it's made from, you know, these white fluffy stuff. That's not really bread. We're talking about really good bread. You know, you go to some of these German delicatessen stores and they have multi-grain breads. You go to some of these fine bakeries and you look for multi-grain bread. That's what you want to do. And we'll talk about that. But, you know, when you take those white fluffy stuff, I mean, sometimes you kind of wonder, you know, where it is. I mean, No, I do this. You might want to do it sometimes, but make sure that nobody watches you. You go into the supermarket and you see all the breads there and you just very gently take your hand and you tap on top of the bread. And if the hand goes down...
If it sinks in, all right.
It should sink into your mind. No, not that one. But let's just say that you buy one of those, right?
Okay,
it sinks in, you buy it, and then you puncture a hole into the cellophane bag, right? And so that the air that is inside can't escape. And then you put your hands on both ends, sort of like bookending that wondrous bread, and you push it together. You know, there's nothing left.
My, you're absolutely right. Like if you did like an accordion, there'd be nothing left.
Yeah,
just push it together.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. So then you open up the bag and you take one of these slices out and you sort of let it reform itself again a little bit more to look like it was. And then you look at this more closely and, you know, you take one slice out and it has amorphous. That means it has no shape. It has no form. And I mean, the first thing you have to do before you can do anything with this wondrous kind of a bread, you have to put into a toaster to stabilize it. So when it comes out of the toaster, now it's stabilized. Now it's hard. Yeah. It's dry. You don't like it. So now you put 200 calories of butter or margarine on top, right?
Yeah.
So that you can moisten it again, right? And then what do? You put some peanut butter. And that's about 80% fat. So you put fat on top of the butter, on top of the fat. So, you know, now you're 70 years of age and you have some dental plates and it sticks to your plate. And oh my goodness. So now you say, I need to put some jam on top of the peanut butter. So it slides down the chute a little bit easier. And so what have you done? You've gone from probably 100 sound calories that you could have had with a multi-grain, good, healthy bread. You've gone to some white fluffy stuff, and you put all this stuff on top, right? And out comes a caloric bomb of 400 calories. And then you say, oh my, I cannot eat bread because bread is fattening. Oh, folks, it's not the bread. It's what you've put on top.
Yes.
It's that overhead, you know, in the business world that kills us. And that's what we do, overhead. We put top on top on top on top. And so, but if you had some real good bread, here's what you do. You take it out of your freezer and you take it frozen into your toaster. One time, it's not enough.
And this is multi-grain bread you're talking about, multi-grain
bread. That's the healthy bread. Oh, yeah, that's the German bread or, you know, some of these good multi-grain breads from a good bakery. Or you can find them also in some of the supermarkets now. And now you put it into the toaster twice. Because the first time, it just sort of begins to thaw out a little bit. The second time, when it comes up, you know what? It's nice and moist, just the way you love it. You see, the first time you put it into the toaster, it begins to thaw the frozen bread.
Yes.
The second time, it causes more of making it the way you like it. It's now warm. It still is somewhat moist. There's no need for butter. There's no need for margarine. That's just a cultural habit that we have. And now what you do next, you put the peanut butter on, right? No, you don't want it to the peanut butter. And what you do now, you take some banana and you mash it, if you like to do it that way, and you float it on top of your bread. And then you put maybe a ring of pineapple on top of that. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, maybe you have a raspberry you put into that hole of the pineapple. That's your cover. I mean, that's your jam. That's what makes it really good. You know, my kids one time came to me and said, "Oh, Dad, you know, to mashing a banana, that's not really sophisticated. couldn't we sort of slice the banana somewhat diagonally and put these diagonal slices on top?" I said, "Yes, of course. Do whatever you want, but you don't need to put jam on top of bread. You really don't, because when you take the jam, most of that jam is basically sugar." Corn syrup and these kind of things. So just put some real fruit on top and you will enjoy it.
You know, I'll have to say here, Dr. Deal, that my wife has come to the place where she's able to make bread that doesn't need anything on it. I just love eating it. Naked bread. I just like to pick it up and eat it. There is so much flavor in there. My taste buds have changed since I've gone through this chip transformation here. My taste buds have changed to where the point is, when she makes bread, I don't want to think, don't put a thing on it. I want to just eat it, bread, and it's delicious. Wonderful.
It is true. Yeah. It's just like the new cake, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly right. So, you know, these are some ideas then. I mean, think about whenever you add fats and oil and grease to your food, you are actually beginning to turn a good food into a caloric bomb.
That's right.
You know, we talked about that the other day. You know, it takes 14 ears of corn to extract enough oil, corn oil, from those 14 ears of corn to create 1 tablespoon of corn oil.
My.
Think about this. Now, if you would have to eat that 1 tablespoon of corn oil equivalent in its natural form, in terms of ears of corn, how many people could really eat 14 ears of corn in one sitting?
But we certainly eat that 1 tablespoon of corn oil in one sitting. We certainly do.
Exactly. And you know, we don't even know it's there because we put it into our potato salad, right? You don't know that you have 3-4 tablespoons of corn oil in there. And so it makes it good. Yeah. It makes it rich. And it's fattening. That's what happens.
Let's talk about salads here. We mention often on this program that salads are good for you. You have a nice fruit salad. You have a nice vegetable salad. What are we doing to salads that are turning them into caloric bombs?
Isn't that amazing? You can take a perfectly good, healthy, nutritious food like a wonderful garden salad, and you turn it into a caloric bomb in that you just cover it, you smother it, you know, with ranch dressings or, you know, anything that has a lot of oil in it. And then you say, well, how come I'm gaining weight?
I eat salads.
So, you know, we have to be very, very, very careful that we, you know, when I go to a restaurant, when I travel, I usually ask, would you mind giving me maybe a low-calorie Italian dressing put into a little side dish, and I can put it on my salad as I want to? Yeah. There's no problem. We just have to ask for it and always ask very nicely for it, right?
Yes.
That's what chip people always do. They're always the nicest people. We don't become aggressive. You know, as kind of, we want healthy food. No. You just inquire, could you possibly help us? And most restaurants are very, very delighted to help you. So, you know, that's what we do to fresh salads. And let's think about what we do to fruits.
You have mentioned in other programs how when you take fruit and you turn it into fruit juice, we are so concentrating that fruit that the calories just climb through the roof.
It doesn't matter whether you have a soft drink or you have a glass of orange juice, the number of calories are the same.
Yes.
And people are shocked. They say, I'm using natural juices that don't have any sugar added. It doesn't make any difference. Yeah. The body doesn't know whether the sugar that you have in that apple juice is from the original apple itself or you have added it as white sugar or brown sugar, whatever it is. So you have to be very careful. Whenever you take a food like a fruit that comes in nature naturally, well packaged, correctly packaged, and you begin to put it through a blender or through a juicer, you are now concentrating those calories. You know, you can eat 3 apples equivalent calorie-wise by having 2/3 of a glass of apple juice. That's the same number of calories.
Wow.
But you see, the 2/3 of a glass of apple juice on a hot day is refreshing, goes down very easily, and you don't realize that the calories are there. But folks, let me tell you something. Liquid calories do count. You know, most of us have two soft drinks a day. That's 300 calories right there. Or you have one glass of orange juice or one glass of apple cider. That's 150 calories right there. So liquid calories do count. Or you have your 3-4 cups of coffee a day, and you perhaps add some of the cream, you add some of the 2-3 sugar cubes. You know, the calories amount. And then you come home at night and you say, well, I had a big day today. You know, I deserve a little bit of a treat. And you have a glass of wine. Well, I'm sorry. But, you know, that glass of wine, maybe you think you deserve it, but that's 150 calories right there. Mm-hmm. So we have to become aware of liquid calories, because they can also be caloric bombs, right?
We have to become aware of everything we put into our bodies. And there are some listeners right now, Dr. Deal, who are saying, well, that's just too hard. You're making me work too hard. I'm just going to just eat something because I like the taste of it. That line of thinking, where is it taking us?
It's going to take us to larger bodies. And larger bodies take us as an entryway to many, many chronic diseases. They can lead to depression. They can lead to diabetes. They can lead to gallstones, hypertension, many other different cancers, the heart disease. These are the issues. And what we really would like people to really focus on is, it's not that hard. Eat more foods as grown. You know, enjoy the whole wheat bread, enjoy the broccoli, enjoy the lettuce, enjoy the baked potato, you know, enjoy the apples. But be careful. When you take a typical garden salad, which may have 40 calories, and you put that Roquefort dressing on, it becomes 200 calories. When you have that whole wheat bread that may be 100 calories, you put the butter on, that's 170 calories. You see? When you take that broccoli, half a cup of broccoli, which is just 35 calories for half a cup of broccoli, you put the cheese sauce on, that becomes 165 calories. See, it's that kind of a thing. You have a baked potato, and you can put some salsa on there, you know, sort of a Mexican kind of a salsa dish. You know, it's 150 calories, but you put the butter and the sour cream and on, and you create a 500-caloric bomb. And you say, wow, now it's really good. Yeah, it's good.
Oh,
to explode.
My. To explode. Oh, my.
And you see, we have looked at some of these things. When you eat food as it comes to us in nature, you can put these foods together. You end up with about maybe 700 calories. But when you put all these dressings on, you can end up actually with 1,700 calories. And you are not aware of it. And you say, well, I eat like a bird. I eat healthy foods. But, folks, you have not counted the additions, the toppings, the sauces, or perhaps the liquid calories. That's what is doing us in.
Okay, there are words of wisdom for you, listener, and for me as well. We now know what's going on. Dr. Deal, thank you very much for sharing your knowledge with us today. We really appreciate it. And listener, until next time, this is Charles Mills, along with Dr. Hans Deal, inviting you to our website, www.chiphealth.org. You'll find resources there that can help you in this journey that you need to take to keep yourself healthy and your family healthy as well. That's www.chiphealth.org. And we invite you to begin enjoying health by choice, not by chance. Goodbye, everyone.